Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. For the remainder of the hour, we'll be treated to conversation with and music performed live in studio by songwriter, guitarist, composer, arranger, and vocal powerhouse Kyle Ann Duggan. Kyle Ann performs regularly at venues throughout Southwest Florida, both as a solo act and with the Kyle Ann Band. You can catch her performing and hosting an open mic night most Monday evenings at No. 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral. Her EP, Florida, was released in 2017. Last year, she won the Sydney and Burn Davis Art Center's Summer Singer-Songwriter Competition, and earlier this month, she delivered another award-winning performance at the Ghostbird Theatre Company's 24-Hour Festival. Tomorrow evening, she'll be a featured performer, along with fellow musician Dee Goodson, for the Art Center's final installment this season of the Noteworthy Showcase, Songwriter Stories. Kyle Ann Duggan, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Thanks for having me, John.
And listeners can connect with us and join the conversation. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. And before we get into the conversation, Kyle Ann, let's just kick things off with a song. First, tell us the title and maybe just a little bit by way of introduction, and then we can delve into it further after we hear it.
Right. Well, this song is actually the song that won the Summer Singer-Songwriter Competition at Sydney Burn Davis. This is called Girl, You're Good, and I actually wrote this song specifically for this competition because I just wanted to write something fresh, and I was just feeling very inspired by all the amazing women in my life. So yeah, this is Girl, You're Good.
All right. Girl, you're good. Girl, you're fine. Take all those thoughts that say you're not and put them out of mind. 'Cause girl, you're good. Girl, you're great. You carry so much on your own, but you won't break. The hardships that you face are met with wisdom and with grace. The world keeps trying to mold and shape you, but you won't let it change you. Girl, you're strong. Take all those things they say about you and prove them wrong. 'Cause girl, you're good. Girl, you're fierce. When you believe it all, your self-doubt disappears. The hardships that you face are met with wisdom and with grace. The world keeps trying to mold and shape you, but you won't let it change you. Sometimes it's rough. You think enough is enough. I wish you could see the woman in front of me. 'Cause you still got some fight in you. There's so much more that you can do. 'Cause God, girl, you're good. plain to see. But I just wanted you to hear it from me.
Perfect. Kyle Ann Duggan is our in-studio guest today. We just heard her performing her original actual contest, songwriting contest winning song, Girl, You're Good. The message there seems pretty straightforward. Girl, you're good. Girl, you're fine. Take all those thoughts that say you're not and kick them.
yeah.
So, I mean, you just, for the inspiration there, you're just like, I just want to write something that's going to be uplifting.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what's funny is that I got stuck in my head about that song. I was thinking, you know, this is a songwriting competition. I really need to bring out my songwriting chops and make something really interesting and complicated. But, you know, I wanted to stay true to the core theme of the song, which doesn't need to be complicated. It's very simple. Like, girl, you're good. Yeah. So I just stuck with a really simple, just pretty chord progression, and I can get creative with the melody if I needed to. So I just stuck with my gut on that one and didn't overwrite it, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you typically have a formula for creating new songs in terms of, like, it starts with a melody or a concept or a lyric, or does it really just depend?
It really depends. More often than not, I'll get a hook. Mm-hmm. And just I'll just be inspired by something, or I'll just be like driving in my car and just a hook will just come to me. And usually it's accompanied by a melody, and it makes me want to just write a whole story around it. Of course, it's not always that easy. Sometimes, for example, with the 24-hour art festival, with all those the different themes that you had to incorporate.
Yeah, very specific.
Very specific, very kind of narrow guidelines. That was more, okay, what can I do with this? And
yeah.
It was like that was more of a puzzle as opposed to a, let's just write this abstract story with this hook, which those are also fun ways of writing songs as well.
But for both the songwriting competition last year and this Ghostbird Theater Company 24-hour mm-hmm. festival, those are both situations where you're very time constrained.
Yes.
Is that different from when you're writing something not specifically for a competition or a festival? Because you can agonize over that for years before you...
yeah, in a way, it's... I mean, yeah, it's a totally different ballgame. In a way, it does help because you're like, okay, well, I have this time frame that I need to fit the song within. And, you know, more often than not, I do get stuck in the details. I'm like, no, this could be better. No, I could change it this way. And then I'm like, get all indecisive about it. You know, oh, but which one do I like better? Whereas when I'm writing for the 24-hour festival, it's like, well, it has to be like this because I don't have time to change it. So it's going to stay this way whether I like it or not. And in a way that works to my advantage because
Now, you know, you've got a really ambitious performing schedule. You've got other stuff on your plate.
Yeah.
You know, like raising a child, you know, no big deal. How do you find time, I guess, like to write? Like, are you disciplined in the sense that you like set aside time to write, or is it more just about when the creative muse strikes?
I try to carve out time. Of course, sometimes that doesn't always work out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even sometimes, even though you want to sit down and write, you're just not feeling it, or there's just nothing coming out and you can't really force it.
Right.
But for the most part, I kind of write. I have like such freedom in my life where I can usually write whenever. My daughter goes to school during the day, and if you know I'm busy at night or if my boyfriend's busy at night, my parents are so amazing and they watch her pretty often. So it's a juggling act for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky to I'm very blessed to have more free time than others would have for creative pursuits. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and hear another song. And again, just tell us what we're going to hear first.
Okay. I'm going to sing a song called Bury My Ashes. It's actually my good friend Angela Page's favorite song that I play. And I decided to play this song because it's a song that I play with my band. And it's a little bit more kind of punky because a lot of people think of me as...
like more folky.
Yeah, like kind of this folk singer-songwriter. And I'm like, I do have these other songs in me. So I'm going to play this song, Bury My Ashes.
Thank you. midnight, and the stars are coming out, sparks ignite. But she never makes a sound, and she's not that clever, so she don't know better than to wanna try and burn me. And if you wanna burn me, better bury my ashes underneath the ground. Bury my ashes deep. You better bury my ashes underneath the ground, 'cause hell won't keep me, hell won't keep me down. She's waiting, yeah, she's waiting for the kill, and she wants me. She wants to get a feeling. She's not that clever, so she don't know better than to wanna try and burn me. And if you wanna burn me, you better bury my ashes underneath the ground. Bury my ashes deep. You better bury my ashes underneath the ground, 'cause hell won't keep me down. So deep, you're gonna bury yourself, girl, underneath the ground, and hell will keep you. You better bury my ashes. You better bury my ashes. You better bury my ashes. 'Cause hell won't keep me. Hell won't keep me. Keep me, hell won't keep me down.
Ow! Bury My Ashes, an original composition by our guest today, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Kyle Ann Duggan. She's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center's Noteworthy Showcase, Songwriter Stories. And of course, listeners can connect with us, join the conversation. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So yeah, you had mentioned that song was maybe a bit edgier, mm-hmm, as you see it. Where were you when you were writing that song?
This is actually kind of an older song, and I was at home. I think it was one of those songs where it was after my daughter was asleep and I was still awake having some me time. There may or might not have been wine involved. Actually, that song I wrote fairly quickly. I just was just feeling very inspired, and I had this kind of energy. So I think I wrote that within like an hour. It just kind of came out, which can happen sometimes with songwriting. It should happen every time like that.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you played that one in particular, because this kind of goes into where I wanted to go talking about Kyle Ann Band. Of course, I've heard you play that song a number of times, and like Angela, it's probably my favorite of your original works. But I remember walking into Beach Records, and you're up there on the stage. You know, the band's fully electrified, and you've got this full band sound, and it was like, wow. And so I wanted to ask about your experience, I guess the first couple times you performed with this full band, playing this original music that you just kind of been doing solo.
It feels really good. It was a difficult transition, because I'm so used to having to make up for – all the elements that the other band members bring in by myself.
Right.
So in a way, it was really great hearing what I heard in my head, but with the band, because that was always my vision for those songs.
Yeah.
Writing for the band is much different than writing solo. So it's fun being able to, I'm going to write this kind of simple-ish song, because, the band's going to really fill it out. I don't have to worry about playing it live by myself and being like, but there's this other guitar part that I can't do. And, Yeah. So it's a great experience. I have some really amazing people in my band.
Well, tell us about the band members.
We have Mark Davis on drums. He is like just – he's the most amazing drummer. I have been to music school. I play with so many different drummers. And he is by far my favorite. He's the most sensitive and like musical. Like he really understands – like a songwriter and how to compliment the song in a way that's not too much. It's yeah, he's just great.
A quick shameless plug. We actually just recorded a live audience episode of our podcast, Three Song Stories at Nice Guys Pizza, and that featured Mark Davis.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's out yet, but look forward to that.
I am so looking forward to that. And my bass player is Keith Cute. I actually met him because he was a really good friend of my younger brother. But he was also a very talented musician. He ended up going to Berkeley as well, not at the same time as I did, but he actually graduated, which is cool. Go for you. Good for you, Keith. And my guitarist is Doug Smith, and he is just another amazing guitarist. He plays with Field Trip. They're kind of like a fun, jammy, like kind of Fish-esque, like okay. Little jam band. They're a little bit more upbeat, I would say, though. They do some like Phoenix covers and stuff. But he is another one who's just really gets it. He's very sensitive and just adds just the right things to my songs to really make them stand out.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
And, you know, when it came to bringing these songs that you had written before, like, did you, like, kind of tell the other band members, like, this is what I want you to do? Or did you just say, like, familiarize yourself with it and let's see what you bring to the table?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a democracy. I am not at all, like, no, play it this way.
Okay.
At all. Because I'm more than, you know, I know that I want to bring their own personal taste to each song. And Mark Davis in particular, you know, he comes up with these really little kind of adjustments that don't seem like they're very important. But when you do it with the whole band, it's a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. And it's like, wow, you just brought my song to like over 9,000. Like,
yeah.
And it was just the smallest, subtlest little change. And he's just so smart like that. Yeah. So he's great.
I love the tunes on your EP, Florida.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering if, you know, now with the band, you're looking to get back into the recording studio.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, that has been such a process.
Yeah.
What's funny is that at the Summer Singer-Songwriter competition, I actually won some recording time.
Nice.
With Six Finger Studio. So I'm really anxious about using that time. And it's just, you know, this time of year is so busy for all of us that we haven't been able to really practice as much as we would like to just because we're all so busy. The other band members have full-time jobs
right.
during the day. So it's hard to kind of navigate everybody and get everybody tight, like really tight so we can really slay in the studio.
Right.
But yes, I have so much new material, especially with them, that we're all really looking forward to recording. So hopefully – maybe I would think in the early summer, maybe late spring, we'll be able to really focus on that.
All right. And just final question before I have you play mm-hmm. again here. Talk about tomorrow's event and sort of the format you're expecting there.
Okay. Tomorrow's event, I'm so excited about it. These are the events that I really look forward to playing because I get to play all my original songs. I get to talk about all my original songs. And it's just a different kind of audience. You know, I love playing bars. It's so much fun. But it's just different when you're playing upbeat, fun bar tunes to people that want to have a good time. And then there's, you know, people that want to actually listen to new music.
It's a whole other level of engagement.
Exactly. So yeah. I just – there's always a lot of really good energy from those types of audiences. And I love being open with people about what my songs are about. And so the way it's going to go is Dee and I are going to have kind of a songwriters in the round style. So we're both going to be on stage the whole time. And we're just going to kind of switch back and forth and, you know, play songs back and forth. And I think it's going to be – it's just going to be great. Dee Goodson is such a great songwriter too. He specializes in kind of doing those – like hip-hop style songwriting. He kind of sounds like Justin Bieber a little bit, but if Justin Bieber had like a lot of emotional depth,
okay.
you know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, no shade against Justin Bieber, but yeah, no, he – Dee Goodson's so good. So all that's going to be great. It's going to be a great variety, too.
Right. And Dee, if you're listening, I'm sorry we couldn't bring you in for today, but I am looking forward to featuring you on a future edition of our program here. And I am going to have you perform to take us out. But first, let me just thank our guest, the multi-competition award-winning singer, songwriter, composer, arranger, and guitarist, Kyle Ann Duggan. You can catch her along with fellow musician Dee Goodson at the featured performance of the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center's Noteworthy Showcase Series, Songwriter Stories. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. Follow Kyle Ann on Facebook to keep track of all her upcoming performances in the area. And you can catch her most Monday evenings performing and hosting the open mic night at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral. Kyle Ann, again, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm going to close out with this song. It's called Stick Around. This is the song that my band and I most enjoy playing. There's this huge, awesome jam section at the end. I'm not going to play that for you because it would be really boring with just me. But
before you launch in, I just have a little bit of housekeeping and
absolutely.
Saying that our program today was produced by Mike Kenyre and yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. And for now, thanks for listening. This is WGCUFM. Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. Kyle Ann, take it away.
Thank you so much for having me, John. This is Stick Around.
I get lovers knocking down my door, always wanting more. And how to get to me. Gotta put it out of neon lights, put it in plain sight. There's no vacancy. It's no surprise that I'm happy to oblige. Got a weakness and it starts with you and it ends with you, but I guess there's no surprise. Troubadour got me wanting more, but I'm clumsy and I'm shy. But I cast it all aside if you stick around.